From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Union nurses at UVM Medical Center in Burlington have voted to authorize a two-day strike if necessary. Lori Onchman is president of the Vermont Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals. She says UVM nurses want a boost in pay, but they want those higher salaries as a means to an important end.
Our salaries just aren't bringing the nurses in. So, yes, we're asking for a higher raise, but it's really to retain and to attract newer nurses and keep them in Vermont.
The union and the hospital have been in contract negotiations since March. A spokesperson for the medical center says the administration has been at the table for all bargaining sessions and says the talks can be successful if the two sides use a mediator. Onchman says the nurses' bargaining committee will decide by June 29th whether a two-day strike will go forward because they need to give the hospital 10 days' notice if it does. Their contract is set to expire July 9th unless an agreement is reached with the hospital first. The Valley News is making changes to its advertising department and in how it's printed that will result in job cuts at the New Hampshire paper. In a note to readers, publisher Dan McClory says three jobs in ad design are being eliminated as those chores are being outsourced. McClory says the change will save the paper money and give it access to better technology, and the printing of the newspaper will be moved to Concord, which will eliminate 12 full-time press and distribution positions and 18 part-time jobs. McClory says those workers are being offered jobs at the Concord printing facility. He says he understands the changes will affect the lives of many employees, but they are necessary to ensure the future health of the paper. Police say a motorcyclist is dead after he was found near the scene of a crash. Police say a passerby in South Burlington alerted officers he heard a crash just after midnight on Wednesday and found a motorcycle but could not find the rider. After a brief search, the male motorcyclist was found at the bottom of an embankment. Federal court documents say U.S. Border Patrol agents caught six people after they crossed illegally into the United States from Canada. The documents say a group of people was spotted by surveillance equipment around 2:30 in the morning Monday as they crossed from Quebec into Vermont in the town of Derby. Border Patrol agents later spotted six people walking through the brush. One man told agents he was paid $1,500 to take the group to a location in the U.S. where they were supposed to be picked up. The man's attorney declined to comment. Eye on the sky forecast for today. Showers likely early on in the St. Lawrence Valley. Otherwise, chance of showers late day with some thunderstorms possible as well. Highs in the 70s to around 80 degrees. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.